We met Jim Wade early one spring morning in the lush garden of his home. He was busy making his way under the canopy of mature mesquite trees, watering blooming flowers and shrubs. Wade is known for vivid abstract canvases of landscapes, and it wasn't much of a stretch to imagine his garden serving as inspiration for one of his colorful paintings.
We garden, I work outside, I try to bring the outside into the work. And I've tried in the paintings, sometimes in my mind, you have different times of day, different sense of humidity, different hours of it, and trying to get a range of different qualities in different paintings, so I'm not just painting the same thing over and over again.
Although Wade is known for his landscapes, he says he's never felt complacent with that label. He says he's constantly searching for something new, and his techniques and subjects are diverse.
For it to be successful, it has to be something that holds my attention, that I can't think of anything else I should do with it. It feels totally satisfying. So in that sense, I'm pleasing myself. But I found that the more I can get closer to that, the more it connects with other people.
Wade works daily in his spacious home studio within view of his garden. And his style seems improvisational at times, as he covers the canvas with large patches of paint and then scrapes and reinvents the surface to reveal color and light.
I usually listen to music when I'm working, frequently do. And all those ideas, especially from jazz, but any kind of idea of composing, I think, interests me. And there have been a number of concerts I've been to where the way music can transport you, that I start getting ideas about painting. So I'm sure it does affect. But if I really pay attention and put in there exactly what, peel back the layers and get into what I feel is really down deep, and I can really touch that, then oddly enough, all of a sudden, it starts communicating.
Surprising himself is an important part of the process for Wade, and he says he hopes that sensation is palpable in the finished work. In his studio, with work laid out in front of him from a long career of painting and exploration, it's possible to see the trajectory of a restless artist. A painter that has pushed the boundaries of color, shape, and perception far beyond the confines of the two-dimensional canvas.
I don't know whether you want to call it subconscious, whatever you want to call it. I'm trying to surprise myself, so I'm trying to do things maybe I wouldn't normally have, or that I hadn't done before. Trying to find new combinations of both the shapes, the colors, always trying to get the color interesting and more intense. It's like it's a never-ending kind of thing. And each time you open a door, it opens a door to a bigger thing, a bigger experience, right? So instead of doing something that locks you down, hopefully it's more of an opening.
You can see Jim Wade's paintings tonight on AZ Illustrated Arts and Culture. The program airs on PBS HD Channel 6 at 6:30. I'm Luis Carrion, Arizona Public Media.